The city of Berkeley is world famous for leading the nation in progressive climate legislation, from introducing the first curbside recycling program to banning styrofoam storage containers. In 2018, the Berkeley City Council resolved to become the nation's first fossil-free city by 2045 in response to then-California Governor Jerry Brown's goal to bring the state to a carbon-neutral status by that year. But Berkeley-based climate activists like Ashley McClure say the city is not on track to meet those goals and needs to step up its game.
I think it's time to stop just talking about climate solutions and actually muster the courage to pass them. And I think this is a perfect start for Berkeley to really make a more meaningful kind of step forward to addressing climate change in our own city.
McClure is a Berkeley-based mom and physician who organizes with a group called Climate Health Now, which is among the coalition of eco and community activists that call themselves Fossil Free Berkeley. Fossil Free Berkeley put climate health on the front burner, so to speak, by bringing to the Berkeley voters in November a ballot measure that would impose a tax on natural gas consumption of the city's largest buildings. The large building's fossil fuel emissions tax ordinance, or Measure GG, would, if passed, tax non-exempt buildings that are over 15,000 square feet, charging them just under $3 per therm of natural gas used with a 6% annual increase. The goals of the measure are to de-incentivize natural gas use for heating or cooking among the city's largest polluters by encouraging them to switch to electricity. Tax funds generated by the measure would then pay for further efforts to reduce natural gas consumption in homes and businesses. Methane, one of the largest components of natural gas, is a greenhouse gas that has proven deleterious effects on both the environment and human health. Ashley McClure.
There's nothing natural or benign about natural gas. So the more we get off of it and electrify, this is about keeping our kids and communities healthy.
According to a Fossil Free Berkeley report, the city emitted approximately 160,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide from methane gas combustion in commercial and residential buildings in 2021. And that's not accounting for the substantial leakage of methane, which pollutes the air. But it's not only outside air pollution and the greenhouse effect that worry Fossil Free Berkeley. It's also the personal health risks associated with natural gas use. A recent Danish study links childhood asthma cases with living in homes that used gas for cooking and heating. Brianna McGuire is a researcher at UC Davis who has been working to support the measure. She says upgrading to greener appliances isn't just something people want to do in Berkeley, it's something they will have to do following another recent rule by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District that would require homeowners to replace defunct gas appliances with electric alternatives.
People are going to have to start installing new electric appliances all over the city very soon. Some of those folks are very low income. Some of the buildings that are going to need to comply are going to need help because not only are they going to need to buy the appliances, they need to rewire their homes. And so we wanted to raise money to help with that.
Supporters of the measure say it's a win-win for the city. 98% of residents would see no change to their utility bills. More residents could access greener appliance upgrades, and a handful of large polluters would be forced to either shape up or foot the bill. The number of buildings affected amounts to exactly 609 and excludes any state buildings, including the University of California, which are exempt, or residential apartment buildings that hold affordable units. For the 609 buildings that are affected, if you live in or around Berkeley, you probably know them well. Opponents to the measure include some of Berkeley's most beloved nonprofits and small businesses, including Alta Bates Hospital, the Berkeley Rep Theater, Boy Chick Bagels and Acme Bread, which run commercial bakeries in the city, Fieldwork Brewing Company, and the Berkeley Bowl. Urban Ore is a zero-waste salvage shop that has been essentially selling really cool garbage since the 90s to combat overflowing landfills. The David Brower Center is a 44,000-square-foot eco-art space in a LEED Platinum building that holds events to raise climate awareness. These businesses and nonprofits may own or rent space in large buildings, but critics of the measure say labeling them as large polluters may be misguided, and the hefty gas tax may be an unbearable burden to already strapped budgets. On a busy corner of Shattuck and Addison in downtown Berkeley's Arts District, Revival Bar and Kitchen features No on GG flyers in the window and at the host stand. Chef and owner Amy Murray opened the sprawling 6,000 square foot restaurant in 2010. She doesn't own the building. She rents the space within the larger property, which exceeds 15,000 square feet.
We all want to do something about climate change, and we all want the cleanest energy available to us, but there's a lot of problems with the way Measure GG is written.
For one thing, the gas bill goes to her and not her landlord. And for another thing, she argues it's not fair. If she rented the same space in a smaller building, she wouldn't be impacted. But because she rents in a large building, she's worried about being able to make the bills.
Gas went up to $5 a therm in January of 2024, and that was frightening because we saw our PG&E bills spike to $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. Which just means we can't operate.
Murray says it's not just a matter of money. Even if she could easily replace the $300,000 industrial kitchen at Revival, industry-appropriate electric or induction stoves don't yet exist for high-volume kitchens. Measure GG stipulates that buildings will see the tax in 2026 based on their 2025 usage. Murray says Measure GG seems to be attacking vulnerable organizations who are already struggling.
Almost everyone who's going to be impacted by this is either a school, a hospital, a theater, a restaurant, and most of us are just barely hanging on since 2020. We can't take on another huge price increase and expect to survive.
Measure GG follows a 2019 attempt in Berkeley to ban gas hookups in new construction, which failed after the Restaurant Association challenged its legality. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.